Welcome back. This is Kamota and you're listening to Money FM. And if you've just joined us, you're right in time for A to Z at Money. So if you're not familiar with A to Z at Money, A to Z at Money is an alphabetically ordered series. And we are still on the A series. A recap of the series so far, we've had academics, we've looked at apps, we've looked at artificial intelligence, and on the next A word in the world of business, personal finance, and on a need-to-know basis or simply out of curiosity, we're looking at auctions. Have you ever bought something on auction, or have you sold an item on auction? Today in studio with me, Mr. Leonard Mawuto, an auctioneer with 20 years of experience. Let's learn more from him. Welcome to Money FM, Leonard.
Thank you.
So when I think of auctions, I think of sold to the man of the... Humor me. How does that go? Just how does it go?
It's like when we are auctioning, it's just like a chant.
It's a chant. I like
yes.
that.
So way by we can sell anything.
Okay.
Using that chant.
Okay.
Suppose we want to sell a vehicle.
Yeah.
We give it, for example, uh-huh. that we want to reach as far as 200,000.
Wow.
We can start from anywhere. Suppose we say, okay, 50,000 ambid, 50,000 ambid, now 60 ambid, now 65, now 70 ambid, now 75, now 80, 80,000 ambid, 80 ambid, now 85, 85, 90, 90 ambid, now 9,500, 100 ambid, now 110, 110, 20 ambid, now 130, 130, 140, 140,000 ambid, now 150,
oh, wow.
150, 60, 160, 70, now 180, 190, now 200, 200,000, that's my bid, then further bids, 200, all done, all through, at 200,000. God, the vehicle is sold.
Oh, fantastic. And then, wow. So you do all that in one breath?
No, you will be breathing in between.
I like that. You'll be breathing in between. So this is Leonard on A to Z at Money, and he's helping us understand more about auctions. So you have 20 years of experience in the industry. And before this, you told me that your background is marketing.
Yes, sure.
Yes. So how did you find yourself moving? Because marketing is more traditional. How did you find yourself being a auctioneer in the forefront?
You know, it's a auction industry is an interesting industry.
Yes.
Whereby if you just join, you won't like to come out because activities in the auctions are so interesting.
20 years later and you're still in it. I'm curious. I'd like to know a personal account of yours. What's the most interesting you have ever bought on auction?
The most interesting item which I bought, I think I can just say I bought an iron sometime in 1997.
An iron?
An iron in 1997. It was an old iron,
uh-huh.
but it was a WRS. But up to now, it's still working.
So WRS, is this a, maybe I'm exposing my age, it's a great brand. What's a WRS iron?
It was a brand. Uh-huh. It was written WRS.
Okay.
When I bought it, it was secondhand.
Okay.
But up to now, it's still working.
Amazing.
You see.
So if you've just joined us, this is Kamota on Money FM, and I'm talking to Leonard, who has 20 years of experience in auctions. So Leonard, what is an auction?
An auction is an open market whereby everyone is given an opportunity to buy anything through the bidding process.
So the bidding process. So who buys and who sells at auctions? Just help us understand the terminologies around auctions, the bidder, the buyer, the terms. How does that go?
When we say the bidder,
yes.
The bidder is the buyer.
The bidder is the buyer.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When we say the bidder, we are talking about the buyer. Those buyers who comes to buy from the auction, we give them what we call bidding cards. So those cards are the ones which they use to be bidding for each and every time they want to bid. They use that same card to bid.
Okay, so basically like with the example you gave us, you're saying 180, so I raise my plaque?
Yeah,
okay.
So now it's like when we are going with figures, that means people people will be bidding, competing against each other. Now, using those bidders' cards which we had given them, it would be easy now to identify, to say there's a bidder there.
Okay.
And there's another bidder there. You see, that's how we do the bidding. And so it's about competing.
So right? It's competitive buying.
It's
so
competitive buying. People will be just competing against each other to get the same item.
To get the same item.
So whoever is the highest now is the one who gets the item.
So who buys and who sells at auctions? Because there's a sort of connotation when it comes to auctions that it's only for wealthy people or it's only for corporates. Who buys and who sells at auctions?
Anyone can buy from the auction.
Yes.
It's not limited to any class of people to say this is the class of people who buys from the auction. Anyone is welcome to the auction, whether it's a light group or a medium group or lower group. Everyone can come and they compete for the same product, and it's so interesting.
So when you say compete, so what when you think of buying as competitive, it kind of might scare someone to think I'm going to compete to buy something. Do I get the best price if I'm competing? Because like you said, as an auctioneer, you have in your head that we would like this particular good to be sold for $250,000. How does the auctioneer make sure the price gets raised to that level? And how can I, as someone bidding, make sure that I stand a fair chance of maybe getting it at $200 and not that $250,000?
It's like as people are bidding, each one have got the budget in their pocket to say, for this item, I'm prepared to go as far as this.
Yes.
As soon as your budget is exhausted, it's obvious you put your card down. That means you're out of the race.
Yeah, out of the
race. And those ones who are still in the race continue. You find that when we start the auction, we might have maybe 5-10 cards up.
Yes.
But by the time we reach towards the higher figures, those cards will keep on
dropping,
and you end up with two people now competing. And now out of the two people, the highest now will get the product. That's how competitive it is. So it's like they'll be just fighting for one item.
Would you, some people when they think of, when they think of auctions, they might say it's like gambling. Is it like gambling? Because there's the whole competition, there's the whole, that type of atmosphere.
People might take it as gambling, but to us, we take it as a game, whereby it's like most people, they come there just to spend a day, to enjoy their day and have entertainment. Because some people, they just come to buy things for entertainment purposes.
Really?
Yes. So to us, it's a game.
It's a game of bidding. It's
exactly.
A game of numbers. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to A to Z at Money. And on the A series today, we're talking auctions with Mr. Leonard, who has over 20 years of experience in the auction industry. So if you're listening to us on Facebook, on Twitter, or you'll probably be listening to us not on Facebook or Twitter. If you're listening to us on 93.7 or listening to us via stream, do feel free to reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Money FM Zambia. Do you have any questions? Do you have anything to contribute? Have you bought something on auction? What items have you bought on auction? You can send us a voice note. You can send us a message on WhatsApp at +260 967 144 220. So back to auctions. What type of goods can one buy at an auction? For me, growing up, I think I remember watching on TV, I think it was Mrs. Bouquet, Keeping Up Appearances. I think they went to an auction. And in my mind, I think auctions are just buying antique tables, antique vases. What items can be bought at auctions?
From an auction, you could buy anything. Anything from shoes, old shoes, to a house. So we sell from household goods, vehicles, properties, including even animals. You can buy them from the auction.
You have made me very interested. Animals, when you say animals, what type of animals might someone buy on auction?
Like cattle.
Okay. Interesting. Cattle. Interesting. So are there particular skill sets that you as an auctioneer need to have when you're selling, whether it's houses, when you're selling cattle? How does that work?
It's like on auction, you need to be used to the crowds.
All right.
That is the first thing which you have to one of the attributes which you have to have is you should be confident with whatever you are doing.
Confidence is a factor.
Exactly.
So is confidence a factor for both the buyer and you who's the auctioner?
Yes.
Auctioneer, I think you're called an auctioneer.
Auctioneer, yes.
Okay. All right, so if you're listening to Money FM, this is Kamota and Leonard, and we are talking about auctions. After the break, we'll be back.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Welcome back. This is Kamota and this is A to Z at Money. If you've just joined us, we have Leonard in studio and we're talking auctions. So before we went on a break, Leonard was just telling us the type of goods that are sold on auction, and he mentioned there is a lot of market for buying and selling of cattle on the auction market. So, Leonard, what is the one most auctioned item in Zambia? What do a lot of people have out there?
Most of the people out there, they've got household goods which they want to get rid of, but sometimes they don't even know where they can dispose of their items. So the auctions now comes in.
So household goods. And what about on the corporate side? I think when you look at newspapers, you find that a company is selling desks or are technological items also on auction, like computers and that type of good?
Yes. Like companies, sometimes maybe they want to change their furniture, they want to change their computers. They can bring all those items to the auction and sell them, then they replace with the new ones.
So when it comes to buying and selling on the auction market, how are goods certified as being good for resale? What processes are in place to make sure, oh, I'm buying a table, this table is worth X amount of kwacha, this table won't break down and just dismantle when I take it home?
Before an auction is conducted, people are given a chance to come and view the items. So themselves, those people who buy, are the ones who certify to say, okay, this item is worth what I want to spend.
So previewing, basically.
Previewing is done in time, and we give enough time for people to come and view. If it's a vehicle, we allow them to even come with their own mechanics.
Really?
Test the vehicles before they buy.
That is interesting. So I'm listening to you and I'm hearing there's a pre-process. So how long does an auction take? Like, is the viewing of goods a day before and then the actual bidding the following day? What's the cycle of time for an auction?
It depends on when the item comes.
Okay.
If an item comes on a Monday, we wait for the auction to be conducted, whatever date is set up for the auction.
Okay.
Suppose the auction is set up for Saturday. An item is kept the whole week for people to be viewing. Give them enough chance to see the items which they want to come and buy. Sometimes you find there are people who are given even 2 weeks to do viewing, so that on the day of the auction they know exactly what they want and they are satisfied before they even buy.
Are there any, what are the T's and C's, the terms and conditions of an auction? When I pay, when I raise my hand, do I immediately walk away with my car, with my cow?
Yes, it's like people have to come in and pay a deposit.
Interesting.
A commitment deposit, which shows that you are an interested party. You want to contest in this auction.
Okay.
For you to have that card, you pay a certain fee.
Oh, so this is something I've never known. I thought I just wake up and I say, oh, there's a auction on Malambo Road. I walk there and I go. So there's actually a fee that a participation fee?
Participation fee.
Is it refundable?
It's a refundable deposit.
Are you in a position to say, on average, what is the industry rate to participate in an auction?
Most of the companies, they charge something like 1,000. For you to participate on the auction. Then now what happens? If you buy something which is less than 1,000, you get your change.
Oh,
if you
I
buy
see.
Something which is more than 1,000, then you top up. Suppose you fail to get what you wanted, right? Competition was too stiff for you. You failed to get the item. You get your 1,000 in full.
Okay, I this is something that I never knew, that there's actually, so there's actually a fee. Is this a sort of mitigation or risk, like such, you cover risk also as auctioneers to make sure that someone can actually afford to be a part of the bid process?
Yes, of course, sure. Because you find that sometimes maybe if we just to allow people to come and get cards for free and buy items, they'll buy items and then don't pay at the end of the day.
Are there ever situations where, in as much as say there's a minimal fee of 1,000 kwacha, where for instance I buy something, it's 50,000 kwacha, you have 1,000, now I owe 49,000. Mm. What are the terms and conditions to avoid any awkwardness or to make sure that this person has not just deprived the other person? Because I might want something and I'll just say 50,000. I don't have that 50,000. What steps are in place to protect buyers and sellers in the market?
If someone comes in and pays that 1,000 and then buys items which are beyond their pockets, then if they fail to pay, they lose that 1,000.
And what happens to the goods? They go back to the market?
They go back to the market and we re-auction them.
You re-auction it. Okay. So how is the performance of the industry around auctions in Zambia? 64 years down the line, and you've been in the industry for 20 years. So what has it been like 20 years ago? What was it like?
The industry was slow and people here in Zambia, they didn't know much about the auctions. But it's now that they are realizing that auction business is there and we can benefit from the auction. If we sell through the auction, we can make money.
So back then, what goods were going onto the auction more? And now in 2018, what are you seeing more of?
It's like back before, people, most of them, they wanted to sell something like antiques. Antiques especially are the ones which were going on auctions a long time ago.
Yes.
And now it's anything, even the new items which you have bought from the market, if you want to dispose them, you can just bring them. But it's like before, people were just specific and people used to just shun the auction market saying, no, it's for these kinds of people. But now everyone is now coming to understand the auction market and knowing that even me, I can sell on the auction or I can buy from the auction as well.
You mentioned something interesting, that before there were a lot of antiques and now people even sell new items. A lot of people seem to think that auction is only secondhand goods. How come you also have brand new goods?
You see, it's like because of the changes in the market, people are now even going out of the country. They go and buy their items from out there. But because they don't have time to be sitting at one place and selling those items, they just bring them in cartons and say, I have brought these items, I want them to be disposed of as fast as possible, because the auction is the fastest way of disposing items.
So is it safe to say that one of the benefits of selling goods on auction is you avoid storage costs, you avoid transportation costs? Is that correct? Because when I buy, it's my duty to collect from the auction place and then transport.
Yes, whoever buys, they have to come and collect from the auction place.
Okay, so if you're listening to Money FM, this is Kamota and Leonard. This is the A to Z at Money Show. On the A series, we're talking about auctions, and we've just heard that some of the benefits of selling goods on auction is that you eliminate costs of holding your stock for a very long time. You're able to offload it at once at a go to your exact targeted buyer. More questions for you, Leonard. What business opportunities are there in the auction industry in Zambia?
The opportunities are there. You know, it's like I said, some people, they just go out of the country. Some of them, they just go, bring the items to the auction, they offload, they go back.
Yeah.
Right? And it limits on the time which they were supposed to be here selling the items. So now they make frequent visits to go and order items and come and offload fast and come back. You see that kind of thing. So it's even faster for other people to offload their items that way.
Do antiques still sell? You said that back 20 years ago, more antiques were on the market than now. Are antiques still highly sought after on the auction forum?
Yes, they are selling, but they are not now as popular as they used to be. Because it's like very few people now are collecting antiques.
Less people collect antiques.
Yes.
As someone who's been in the industry for 20 years, do young people come to auctions? What's the age group? I know you've said it's across class. It's not for a type of people. What is the age group of most people who are likely to buy and sell on an auction?
An auction, there's no age group which we can say it doesn't participate. You find that the old age, they come, they also buy from the auction. Then the young who are just coming from school, they take this opportunity to come and buy cheaper things from the auction and go and resell.
Oh, interesting. So people also use it as a place to buy goods and sell at a markup later.
Exactly.
Interesting. So no age group, there's no elitist, it's for corporates, it's for the average Zambian. Is there, though, a minimum legal age for someone to actually be able to attend an auction? Is it 18 or?
We normally want someone who can make a decision on their own.
Okay.
Right? To say, okay, I'm buying this. So that at least at the end of the day, he knows what he wants to use it for.
Okay.
Yes.
So at least able to make a decision and say, this is what I'm buying, this
yes.
is what. Interesting. As we're about to close, do you have any bid strategies to help someone get the best price at an auction? What are the best practices to engage?
It's like there are no specific strategies which can help get a better price or for someone to buy something cheap.
Yeah.
Because like this one is a competitive market whereby we just place an item on a public auction. Now that's where we say money talks. So your pocket
like
now
it needs to talk.
Is the one which is going to talk and say, are you able to buy this item or not?
I like that. So that's Leonard Bowoto telling us that auctions money talks. One last question. Do people sell land on auction?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes.
Is that the best place to get land on auction? Or does it, or just auctions in general, or does it raise the price slightly?
It depends on the location of your land.
Okay.
There are some properties which are in prime land where it's sellable. So those kinds of properties, you find they attract maybe a lot of competition.
Okay.
Meaning that if they are brought to the auction, sometimes people even realize more than what they were expecting.
So that is the benefit to the seller. You might get more than market if you have a very competitive crowd.
Exactly.
Interesting. And so you can buy land, you can sell land, and that type of thing. Any words you have for us in closing about auctions?
Yes. For those who haven't attended auctions, we urge you to participate. Come and just enjoy. Just be a spectator. We don't urge you to come and buy your card. Don't say, no, I don't have 1,000 to go and participate. Come and be a spectator and see how it is. We know tomorrow you will be our customer.
Thank you very much. That's Leonard Mawuto, 20 years of experience in auctions. You've been listening to A to Z at Money. On the A series, we looked at auctions. Thank you so much, Leonard.
Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.